other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It's time to come alive, my friends. Time to wake up. We're going to be taking your phone calls and covering the incredible breaking news until Lou Rockwell joins us. About 20 minutes, we'll continue with calls. Then the wife of the man executed by police, Todashev, in the new death squads the FBI's formed under NDAA, and they say it's legal basically just to go around executing people who have declared national security on it. They said, we're just going to start killing whoever we want. I'm going to talk to his wife. We're also lining up the mother and father and folks soon, so stay with us for that. I kind of went into a rampage last hour of preaching about the fact that it's a facade that the establishment's in control. And that illusion has worked up until now, but we have reached the tipping point. But the next few years, folks, is going to be full steam ahead into that tipping point. And as Drudge said of DrudgeReport.com, Matt Drudge, that 2013 will be the year of Alex Jones, or is the year of Alex Jones. You're not going to have the mainstream media come out and say that. And I don't even think it's the year of Alex Jones. It's the year of the mass awakening. And so who can be seen as the most radical who accurately predicted a lot of what was happening? I have, but I'm just some symbol to pick out. I'm nothing. Yeah, you can put it back up. Just, I take the bug down so people can actually read it. That's what I was directing. I'm the only radio guy directing the TV show at the same time. If you're a radio listener, you're like, what's this guy talking about? He said, privately told friends, would be year of Alex Jones. Never met or talked with the man, but one hell of a broadcast in such a homogenized media. And that's basically what we're talking about here. And now I do realize, going out in public, it's not every fifth or tenth person that stops in as a listener. It's like every other person. And they're not just passively, oh, I know who you are. You're that conspiracy guy. It's, I love what you're doing, man. Oh, my whole family's waking up. And again, the good news is, I'm telling you, people are awake the last few years because the numbers intensify of people that tell me they're awake. And it's not just where I live in Austin, Texas. I can go to England. I can go to Honduras. I can go to Serbia. I've had family in Serbia, and they're like, my God, there's InfoWars stickers and people wearing InfoWars shirts, and you know, they'll come up to you and like taxi drivers. I had family in France and in Italy. My parents go to Europe a lot, and they've had taxi cab drivers repeatedly go, Alex Jones is a great American. I like Americans. I think Alex Jones is what, you know, America stands for. And I'm not saying that. That's what they say in Europe. It's bizarre. And they go, well, we're his parents. And the people for like days will drive them for free and take care of them and everything. And I mean, that's in Italy and in France that's happened to my parents. Cab drivers will start telling them about Alex Jones. And they'll say, well, we're his parents. And then the person basically valets them for days. I mean, it's bizarre, folks. And I don't ever tell those stories, you know, to get up there and brag. It's no brag, just fact. Who was the famous Western actor that said that? No brag, just fact. But it's not about me. It's actually very humbling. I mean, I don't even put makeup on. I have to be on TV. All the sun damage, hair's falling out, wearing a white T-shirt on the radio, TV. I don't even care about all that. I'm telling you, though, this show is growing exponentially. And I don't know what to do, but just keep doing what I've been doing. And I'm trying to redesign the websites to be more serious and focused, exactly as people told us the site should be. That's even what I said 2 years ago, the exact same thing. I'm trying to get the TV launched. I'm trying to get it all done. And I know that the advice is good I've been given, and I need to focus on this show and what I cover in the radio, because that's what's really reaching everything. I'm so busy literally deciding what kind of light bulbs to put in that But I'm just brainstorming on air, folks, because I don't know what to do with the phenomenon that this broadcast has become. And, of course, the establishment media, the state-run dead media, is not going to herald that. They're just going to put subliminals in saying I'm a racist or I've been mean to women on Bill O'Reilly with no evidence or I'm behind terrorist bombings on MSNBC because they're scared. And they should be. And because we only represent
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty, it's Alex Jones.
Generals gathered in their masses, just like witches at black masses.
In the fields, the bodies burning.
Evil minds that plot destruction.
Sorcerers of death's construction.
In the fields, the bodies burning.
As the peace machine.
As the machine keeps turning.
And as the Nobel Prizes rain from the sky.
Death and hatred to mankind.
Poisoning.
Poisoning their brainwashed mind.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Lord, yeah.
Man, you gotta love the bass player. He wrote all that. What a poet. Unbelievable. And that is exactly what we are facing right now, ladies and gentlemen. And now, the big news, obviously, is they are going to give their chemical weapons. They never signed a treaty. They're legal and lawful. Israel has legal and lawful chemical weapons. They never signed a treaty either. That's in the news right now. Why does Israel have chemical weapons and didn't sign the treaty? And there's no reason you could say you can't have those. And it's like, well, they're allowed to, but Syria can't. And even if you don't like Assad, most people that don't like him don't even know the history of it and know that he's been trying to reform the country.
The West is like, lower your guard and let us come in. Okay, I lowered my guard. Ha, you sucker. And we did that to Gaddafi. Shut him down and put al-Qaeda in charge. We took out our own guy in Egypt. We're putting al-Qaeda in charge. Now shut up. Then we can have al-Qaeda attack the West and take all our people's liberty while we destroy your cities. All al-Qaeda wants is money and to be able to rape women and chop heads off. They're just like us. They're after our own heart. They're sorcerers of death's construction, and they are our children. That's the reality. The New World Order is in the New World Order business of killing sovereign countries and waging war against the innocent. Ladies and gentlemen, it is Thursday, the 12th day of September 2013, and we are crossing into the tipping point. The event horizon. Can you feel it? I know you can. And they know you have that subconscious feeling of major change happening. So they want to tell you, that anxiety you're having, it's over al-Qaeda. And we're like, but you run al-Qaeda. You're right. That's not the threat now. It's the veterans and the gun owners and people that are like George Washington and want to make the world a better place. That's an exact quote. Department of Defense training manual. Imagine being officers in the Army or the Marines and being taught George Washington wouldn't be welcome in today's Marine Corps, boy. George Washington wouldn't be welcome in today's Army. That is the founder of the U.S. Army. The first member of the U.S. Army. The man that started the country with the U.S. Army. And they dared that. That is absolute blasphemy if you love this republic. These people are infidel defilers of our republic and are the enemy. Enemies. Ancient enemies. I try not to act like this, folks. I just think about these murderers and everything they've done and how they must be dealt with. And the spirit of liberty, ladies and gentlemen, is rising. Can you not feel it? And at the same time, why are you getting so upset? This guy's crazy. Yeah, I just know all over Austin, Texas, babies are being born today where I live, and they're being injected on purpose with deadly vaccines that are giving them basically 20-point or more IQ reductions on the spot. I mean, that's attempted murder. And I shouldn't get upset. See, I can't use physical violence because they set it up in this stage of the game. They can beat us if we do that right now. So I'm savaging them with the First Amendment. And that is a weapon. That's why it comes first. I am using it as it was meant to be used, with the sword of truth, viciously attacking the enemy and trying to get people out of their drug-induced, mind-poisoned comas. To realize that we're under attack and have the enemy overrunning us. And if we ever woke up, we outnumber them 1,000 to 1, and it's over. So I'm literally standing in your bedroom while you're in a coma, and the house is on fire, and the rafters are coming down, and my shirt's on fire, and I'm going, I got to get out of here. We either got to put this house out or get out of here. This is a red level emergency. And you're kind of opening your eyes, get your nightcap on. Well, let's see, the crazy man, and you're even coughing because of the smoke of the New World Order, and I'm like, that's smoke, it's fire. That's a conspiracy theory. Nothing ever bad would happen. I am the madness of liberty responding to the madness of tyranny. Because true freedom is madness. You know, madness is associated with high IQ, with art, with moments of clarity. The globalists, they follow their dark flame of death and destruction. That is their madness. We have our madness, the animating contest of liberty that is so much greater and better if we'll only discover it. I said I'd go to your calls. We're going to them right now. Then Lou Rockwell's coming up, and then back to your phone calls. Putin has written a heartfelt letter to the American people to not start World War III and to take the chemical weapons out that were clearly a pretext and launched by al-Qaeda. And our media is saying, how dare you, scum? We will have war. We will have murder. We will have death. We are trendy. We are liberal. Peace prize, peace prize, peace prize. War is peace. And meanwhile, U.S. weapons are reaching Syrian rebels. That's in the Washington Post. Paul Watson has it all written up in detail on Infowars.com. Black jihadist flies flag over Christian town that they've destroyed and put the Catholics to death. So there you go. And the Pope is refusing Assad's calls and desperate pleas to save the Christian minority he's protected. Well, I'm not criticizing the Pope or anything. I just think that's up to Catholics to do that. But I really think people ought to be, you're Catholic especially, they're murdering Catholics by the thousands every day over there. CIA begins delivering weapons to Al-Qaeda in Syria. Kurt Nemo wrote about that in detail beyond the Washington Post. David Petraeus ambushed, branded war criminal by protesters. That's up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Putin's letter to America. He actually just put it out, and the New York Times published it. But everybody's, oh, New York Times got it, New York Times got it. Prepare for tough times if your job has anything to do with real estate and mortgages. Another one, is this why Obama is so desperate for a nice little war? And Zero Hedge is reporting GLD ETF investors unable to get physical gold. That's because the market's been manipulated. Gold's a lot more than what they actually say it is in physical reality. And that manipulation is now coming to the surface like a cold sore. 9/11 Commission Chair, Director of Intelligence James Clapper, should be indicted for perjury. Yeah, he publicly perjured himself. U.S. can't prove Bashar Assad provided chemical weapons to Syria. Washington Times, yeah, that's to say the least. But we have jihadis loading the chemical weapons on all these videos. Let's go to your phone calls right now, ladies and gentlemen. And then Obama, Ovomit, the demon frontman, the El Presidente of El Diablo, He has been caught lying. Oh, it turns out they have the command orders to persecute the real Tea Party. You know, the enemy, people that like George Washington. Let's talk to Ben in Missouri. You're on the air, sir. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. It's a pleasure to speak with you again. It's the second time I've been on the air. I just wanted to, first of all, give a quick shout out to the great people that I met on the overpass protest in Richmond Heights.
Which the terrorist thing where, they were going to ban you and arrested people who went and did it. But then the next week, five times more showed up there, so they backed off. And the same thing, they told the motorcyclists they couldn't go through D.C., so they just defied them. See how that works? I'm sorry, go ahead.
Exactly. So I just wanted to share a quick story with you and the listeners he doesn't seem like such a bad guy. He's a friend of mine. I don't want to say who he is, but I'm sure telling this story, if anybody who knows him is listening, will know who I'm speaking about. This is a guy who I play hockey with every Thursday night, and he's a really, really rich guy. Talking like hundreds of millions of dollars, somebody who's bought and sold businesses, somebody
who's... he's nouveau riche. Tell me about him.
Well, I was talking to him, and you know, I was having one of these moments when I was getting myself worked up about you know, what's going on in the world today. And I said to him, you know, let me just ask you straight up, because, you know, you've traveled, you've been tied in with everything. Is there an evil cabal of eugenicists who are trying to control the world, who are trying to take over the world, who want to kill us all? And he looked at me in the eye and he said, yes. And it was a mind-blowing moment. And so I took it one step further because I was trying to figure out if I could get this guy to say no to anything. So I said to him, wow, that's crazy. So I said, have they literally sold their soul to the devil in order to get the power that they have? And he looked me in the eye and he said, yes. And I said, you know this beyond. He was like, yes. And I was like, but you don't even believe in, you know, God, the devil, stuff like that. So he backtracked a little bit and said, well, you know, because they're willing to do things that are of the devil, because they're willing to do things, because they're willing to build their business on the destruction of human life. And, you know, basically.
Yeah, that's it. Even if the devil isn't real, they have become the devil.
Exactly. They will do whatever it takes to enrich themselves, to get the power, because that's all they want. They're terrible people. And it was really shocking to me. It's kind of a thing where you'd have to, you know the situation.
Hey, I've never talked to a high-powered person that didn't know all this stuff. I mean, you don't even get into an advanced program at MIT or the University of Texas unless you're brought in, they tell you. I mean, it's like It's a cult, folks. There's a cult of scientific eugenicists that are almost in control of the world, and now that their plan's coming into fruition, well, people are struggling, and people are waking up to it, and all I can say is thank God. More calls coming up, and Lou Rockwell, stay with us.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
Why does the United States spend the largest percentage of GDP in the world on healthcare? Why do we have the highest cancer rates on the planet? The highest rates of diabetes, autism, and every other major disease? It all comes down to one thing. We are what we eat. Our food is devoid of nutrition and processed with poisons and additives. Our water is filled with toxic poisons and big pharma runoff. All of this has been engineered by design. We can turn the tide against the eugenicist by giving ourselves the nutrients our body desperately needs. To learn more, visit InfoWarsHealth.com. The site is literally packed with audio and video featuring top health professionals who don't bow down to Big Pharma. The fight against the New World Order starts with you, and you can't stand against the machine if you're sick, tired, and obese. When you visit InfoWarsHealth.com, be sure and check out the catalog with nearly 400 life-changing products and get free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You've thought about it for years. Well, the time is now. You need a secret bunker, and you need it deep and strong. Atlas Survival Shelters should be your first and only choice. The experts at Atlas can help you choose a shelter that has all the comforts of your home and is 11 times stronger than square box shelters. Call Atlas at 1-855-4-BUNKERS. 1-855-4-BUNKERS. Or visit iwantthatbunker.com. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally, I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100-degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
I can see for miles and miles and miles and miles and miles.
Oh, yeah.
If you think that I don't know about the little tricks you play, and never see you when deliberately you put them in my.
Well, he is Ron Paul, former chief of staff, and he's an icon of the liberty movement, and he's predicted the crumbling of the American crony capitalist anti-free market mafia system. And now Putin and others have said, we'll take the chemical weapons away. We'll stop war any way we can. Bashar Assad says, I don't want another crazy war. Your Al-Qaeda is attacking us. It's all on record. And now it's all coming out, and Democratic and Republican senators like Mendez say they want to vomit over Putin insulting us, saying we've been great friends with America to fight Hitler. We want to work with you now. Please let's stop war. Give peace a chance. John Lennon. And their answer is, we want to vomit on you. So I want to get Lou Rockwell, who, again, really has his finger on the pulse and has predicted so much of this in his writings at lourockwell.com, to give us his take on where we are, because Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, the New York Sun, Conrad Black, all these people have said what I'm saying. I see this as the beginning of the fall of the Soviet Union. 1987, if we were East Germany, before 1989, 1989 for 1991. I think it's already collapsed. The numbers show that. Dominant media is no longer dominant. Lou Rockwell, what's your take on this point we're at in history, sir?
Well, it certainly has been going on for a while, Alex. I mean, I think we can actually trace it back to George Bush and company's invasion of Iraq into the real estate bubble the Federal Reserve deliberately created in order to allegedly make things better. And, of course, the bust from that. So we've had all kinds of economic troubles, all kinds of invasions of other countries, bombings of other countries, dronings of other countries. And I know the neocons find this very hard to conceive of. People don't like to be bombed. They don't like to be droned. They don't want their countries destroyed and their wedding parties blown up and little children out picking up firewood blown up by a drone. And, well, who cares about that? That's just collateral damage. So I think this has been going on for some time. I think you're absolutely right. I think the empire is beginning to crumble around the edges, as all empires do, because they're not economically viable operations. So what's happening right now, I think this op-ed by Putin in the New York Times was really pretty good. I mean, I'm not a big fan of Putin and everything he's ever been and everything he's ever done, but these days he certainly seems to be speaking the truth. A friend of mine the other day referred to him as the leader of the free world. Well, I said, no, that's wrong. Paul is the leader of the free world, but Putin is acting much more like the leader of the free world than Barack Obama is.
Well, he's acting sane. He doesn't want World War III.
No, and you know, then one of the things about the neocons, I've always thought, they seem to have a crazy gene. I mean, they seem to be slightly wacko, slightly insane, in addition to being warmongers like the Rockefellers and other interest groups. They really are nutty, and Putin is right to say, look, there's something wrong when you tell the whole world, we're exceptional. We're the best. The regular rules don't apply to us. However, we can apply the regular rules to you. We can bomb you. We can invade your country. We can use any kind of weapon on you, like phosphorus, Agent Orange, napalm, and depleted uranium, and so forth. And you can't say boo about it. We're allowed to do it because, you know, we rule the world. We can conquer anybody, bomb anybody. Needless to say, people are sick of that. Putin is exactly right. It's wrong. No country should have that view. Various enterprises, of course, over the course of human history have had that view. Ancient Babylon, Assyria, Egypt, more recently ancient Rome, more recently still the British Empire,
Napoleon.
Now the U.S. Empire.
Absolutely. So at the point we're at, my concern is how will the empire strike back? Because, God forbid, peace is breaking out here. I mean, they ought to give Putin a peace prize or Ron Paul a peace prize. Why not have a movement to recall Obama's peace prize? I think symbolically that would damage this warmonger.
Well, it'd be great, although, of course, as you know, Alex, there have been some other creeps who've gotten the Peace Prize. Henry Kissinger and other war criminals besides Obama have gotten it. But I'd love to see it withdrawn, yes. And I think, but what's happening is it's being withdrawn in the hearts of the American people, in the minds of the American people, and in people all around the world. No government can stand against that. That's why they had to try to get a congressional vote. That's why all the propaganda to try to convince us it was a good idea to have yet another anti-Muslim war in the Middle East that would have resulted in the deaths of millions of Christians and other religious minorities in Syria. So people are withdrawing their consent from the government. The government cannot stand against it. I think we've got interesting times ahead from an economic standpoint, but from a political standpoint, I think there's much to look forward to.
Wow, I want to look forward and break down what you think is most important with Lou Rockwell of LouRockwell.com. Straight ahead, we're honored to have him. We'll be right back to discuss what he expects the power structure to do.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One, all of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
September is National Preparedness Month in the U.S., and it's National Savings Month at Freeze Dry Guy. Are you prepared to save? All Mountain House freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans are now 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These long-lasting foods for emergency preparedness with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These easy foods for camping, backpacking, hunting, and sailing are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These delicious foods, freeze-dried to lock in the taste, aroma, and freshness, are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. All cans of Mountain House freeze-dried meats, entrees, fruits, and veggies are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. Be prepared and save 40% now through September 30th at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
You know you're in deep trouble when your government is run by foreign banks that are above the law, tax exempt, to lobby for poor people to have their taxes raised, to give banker bailout money to them, or to be forced to buy overpriced insurance from offshore tax-exempt megacorporations. And now as Obamacare comes home to roost, as people get laid off to part-time, as all the nightmare unfolds, the collectivization of America takes place, I don't think it's going to go the way Russia went. And now our government openly backs Al-Qaeda. How did they think they could get away with it? Lou Rockwell of the Von Mises Institute, Ron Paul's former chief of staff. After Ron Paul, one of the greatest living libertarian icons out there, honored to have him joining us video Skype. There's a lot to talk about in the time we have left, but my concern is how do you expect the empire to strike back? There is such a collapse in public confidence, 91% in Reuters poll against this, 500-1 phone calls in Congress against it. What do you expect the kleptocrats to do face down with a whole world that's completely fed up?
Well, they don't know what to do. I think they're going to have to back down. We only have to look at their reaction to the fact that nobody in America and nobody in the world bought their lies about why there should be a new war on Syria. Nobody. And they didn't clearly know what to do. They kept giving us the same propaganda. They kept repeating it. And they had the whole mainstream media, of course, on their side. Thank goodness, Alex, for alternative media like you. This is where people are getting their information. But I also think more and more people are just correctly distrusting the government. They're beginning to agree with the old British rule was never believe anything until it's been officially denied. I think, for example, what the great Edward Snowden did in alerting us to what was going on with the NSA, and there's still, of course, amazing stuff coming out from Edward Snowden and Glenn Greenwald and The Guardian and so forth. So there's, I think that has been a huge undermining of the government. I think people don't trust the government. They don't like the government. They don't want to be felt up at the airport. I mean, they don't want to have their taxes raised. Anybody who's looking at Obamacare is terrified by it. And I noticed they haven't kept to their own schedule. You know, it was all supposed to have happened by now. So I think even the government is slightly afraid of what the people's reaction is going to be when they see what a scam, what an expensive disaster, or really a criminal enterprise Obamacare is written by the big pharmaceutical companies and the big insurance companies, health insurance companies, wrote that legislation to benefit themselves, certainly not to benefit the rest of us. So that's coming ahead. People are terrified of it. They're right to be terrified of it. Everything the government is doing is an attack on the average Joe. I mean, that's the whole thing. And also more and more people are realizing what you just talked about the whole bankocracy that we live in. We live in a rule by big banks, big international banks, in cahoots with the central bank, the Federal Reserve. But again, people are beginning to become wise to this. It's why it's so important that we all try to keep that process going so that people will withdraw their consent. And because the government is only a small minority, really a tiny minority, if we consider the real bad guys, I mean, the average fireman or post office guy is not our enemy. But if you look at the top of the government, the sort of 1% of the population that is part of the government, part of the oligarchy, we far outnumber them. We don't have to let them push us around. We don't have to let them terrorize us. And if we refuse to have it happen, they actually can't get away with it. So maybe we'll see Bernanke having to go to McDonald's to get a job. That would be my ideal.
Well, you and Ron Paul and others have always said that when the collapse comes, it's key that we've been there the whole time, pointing out their inconsistencies, pointing out their lies, pointing out that they exempt themselves from what they do to us, that they're the enemy, so they can't pose as the savior. And we've done that. They were arrogant for decades, denying our existence, while we basically expose them, and now they are discovering that they're no longer the dominant media. They are basically dead. The establishment has lost all credibility. It was gone for a while, but now the emperor's new clothes issue is clearer than ever. How do you expect them to strike back against the real media and we the people? What concerns you on that front, Lou Rockwell?
Well, certainly these people are capable of anything. I always think that if they haven't committed some crime, it's either because they felt they couldn't get away with it, or they didn't think of it, or they thought it was imprudent for themselves. But they never have the reaction, oh, better not do that, that would be wrong. That's never the reaction in foreign affairs or in domestic affairs. But they're not all powerful. The gun only takes you so far. And there are too few of them to be putting a gun at everybody's head and ordering us what to do. And when you start to see the regime collapse, and this has been true in other countries, they lose their own people. Their own government employees turn against them because the decent ones do not want to be part of what's going on. And they don't have any moral authority, and they are very, very vulnerable. They're going to become increasingly vulnerable. And it's our job, again, to, as you just mentioned, put out the correct word, teach people what the truth is, explain how you're being ripped off, explain why that does not have to be. And we're in an entirely new situation. There's never been a government as big as the U.S. government. But also, a bureaucracy has got troubles. Bureaucracy, as we all know, a very inefficient form of human organization. We have the biggest, most complicated, richest, most powerful, most rotten bureaucracy ever, the U.S. government. And it, of course, stretches all over the world, many different countries, and it's very, very powerful, but it's not all powerful. And we're already seeing the thing begin to crumble. It's at least crumbling around the edges. So we ought to get out our nonviolent hammer and chisel and knock those edges a little bit. Let the truth in, let the power of the truth in. Truth will win out. The lies and the deceit and the disasters that these people promulgate on the rest of us to enrich themselves, to empower themselves, we don't have to let them get away with it. I predict they are not going to get away with it. The economics of the empire is going to bring it down, as Ron Paul has been talking about for decades. This sort of economic organization can't last. We're going to see the dollar no longer be the world currency, so everybody ought to own some gold. We're going to see all other kinds of things coming apart, whether it's the IMF, whether it's the European Union, NATO, all World Bank. All these John Maynard Keynes organizations set up after World War II are coming to an end exactly as Henry Hazlitt predicted in the 1940s and showed what was going to happen, and it's indeed happening. So they don't have economics on their side. They don't have morality on their side. They don't have history on their side. They do have a gun. They have a gun, but again, the gun can only do so much. The power of truth and right can defeat these people. And future historians will look back at this time and see this is when the real counter-revolution began, and don't we need it?
So this is really 1776. I think you could say 2013 is the year the world woke up, and it may take a year, it may take 5 years. The globalist New World Order is like a rotten heart. It could go another 5 years, or it could blow up tomorrow. I just hope that in the collapse of the empire, we don't have a thermal nuclear war, because imagine if other empires on the verge of collapse would have had these planet crippling or destroying weapons, we probably wouldn't be here. That's my concern. And the good news is the military men I talk to know it's a fraud, know the system's corrupt. They're not going to stand by. The police I talk to are starting to even wake up and realize what's happening. The corporate people are realizing if we rob everything, then everything collapses and the money's no good. People are now figuring out the end game of where this leads, and I hope that cooler minds prevail. But take Rand Paul coming out and saying, it looks like the rebels are behind it and we don't want to be behind Al-Qaeda, and Ted Cruz saying we don't want to be Al-Qaeda's air force, and Ron Paul saying boldly he thinks that the Syria situation was a false flag, which has been pretty much proven to be 99%, not just in motive but in facts, and Pat Buchanan coming out and saying Gulf of Tonkin, false flag, and to have all Rush Limbaugh come out and pretty much say that. I mean, when you see that, and you see Republicans now who've been Republicans coming out and saying, what's wrong with these Republicans on this war? No, no, no. When the left's not really doing that with Obama. I mean, I'm seeing a major sea change.
It's absolutely true. You know what it is, Alex? It's like, think of the government as being, John Kerry or some other rich guy in a very expensive sweater. And there's some little guy down at the bottom, and he's starting to pull on a thread. And Kerry thinks, well, that's, entirely irrelevant. But it's not irrelevant, because soon the whole thing is going to come off him. So that's what's happening. We're just at the very, very beginning of an historic period, not only in American history, but in world history. We do have to fear these people and their thermonuclear weapons. But I think that, and you just pointed it out, I think more and more people in the military would refuse to, as my goodness, they certainly should refuse, to mass murder people with atomic weapons just because some banker in Washington orders them to. So just like there were soldiers in this current situation who said, I'm not going to go to Syria and fight on the side of Al-Qaeda and kill the Christians. So when you have the military, which happened during the Vietnam War too, the military starting to mutiny, starting to rebel against its orders, very, very good thing. So I think, nothing is for sure, of course, and we're dealing with some of the worst people in the history of the human race capable of anything. So this is a struggle, but it's always been a struggle, the struggle between power and market all throughout human history. So the struggle is intensifying, but now for the first time in a very long time, the good guys have got the advantage. We have to push that. We have to take the advantage. We have to make sure that we show the truth about the creeps who oppose us, what their plans are, how they want to hurt regular people to enrich themselves, how they love starting wars, they love killing people. They're a very nasty bunch. But good is in the great majority, and we have to do our job. Nothing is automatic. We can't just sit back and expect it to happen. But if we all educate ourselves, if we all try to educate others, if we all try to spread the ideas of freedom, I think we'll win.
Speaking of their in-game strategy that they've all basically written about, they have decided to make the singularity in computers and robotics and manufacturing and industry an anti-human program where we're not needed. And so for the first time, oligarchs can use machines to get rid of the labor that they've never really wanted. And so they're almost buying into a Karl Marx type idea. But instead of people having to work one day a week and living like kings, they decided to bring in Agenda 21 to have government siphon off so much resources to make us poor, to make us peasants. They all write books about this. It's how they admit their crimes. And then now the socialist over in France, he's come out, the president, and said robots replacing French workers will get France going again and let the socialist class, who's exempt from taxes, as they've been caught, have 100%+ taxes on the nouveau riche and the middle class. And so as all that happens, they're going to go to automation, automated factories, automated drones. Same thing MIT and the Pentagon say. Is that soon it won't matter if the troops won't fire the cruise missiles. It'll be up to one technocrat, as they call themselves, to launch it. So I think it's important that the instinct of human survival takes control of the technocracy now to empower the free market, empower the individual and the market of ideas through free will, rather than let these monsters get the technocracy, because they admit what you've said, that history's against them, but they believe that the holy grail of the sentient robot is going to save them. They're quite delusional. I believe, as the web was meant to control us, we're now using it to destroy them. I believe they will fall into their own pit, Lou Rockwell.
Well, I think it's true. Although I wouldn't mind replacing Francois Hollande with a robot, and that would be a step forward. But you know, these are, as you say, the socialists. They're fascists. They don't actually understand anything about human productivity. They're anti-human productivity, and they may have pipe dreams about this kind of thing. And I think it's always important to remember nothing is beyond them. I mean, you know, they would happily commit horrendous crimes against humanity if they thought it would do them good, and they certainly have in the past. So that's the way they are. I don't think they can get away with this. I don't think from an economic standpoint or a technological standpoint they can do it. But it requires us fighting them. I don't mean violently fighting them, but fighting them with ideas, telling people the truth about them. They can't stand the truth. I mean, they're like the witch and the Wizard of Oz. The truth is sprinkling water on them, and they all go up and smoke.
I'm melting. Great analogy. Let me ask you this, Lou Rockwell, in closing, and we're so thankful for your time. I know you've been a very, very busy guy, and we're honored to have you here with us, LouRockwell.com. I now look at the body language of Obama, the Republican senators as well, McCain, Graham, Mendez, the Democrat, and I've studied history. I'm obsessed with it. I've seen a lot of film reels and things. I've never seen a more mentally ill-looking bunch. I think that's what concerns me most, is they look like Hitler's high command in the film reels I've seen in the last 6 months of the war, some of the last film reels. They look very freaked out and haunted. And I think the special interests, like Nixon said, there's so many special interests that aren't even connected. They just know they get more money and power if they do A, even though B leads to nuclear war. But it's scary, but also makes me feel really good to see that their morale is super low. But do you agree that they look completely whacked out of their mind?
Oh, I think they are. You know, doing evil as a regular, as your daily bread, is not good for the human spirit. I mean, obviously that's correct. We know that from religion and from history. It's not good for people. It's not good for people to kill other people. So these guys have all been killing people all their lives. Both in the military and probably otherwise as well. So, yeah, they're sick, and they also would like to be getting hosannas rather than getting the raspberry at their town hall meetings. They can't stand it. They feel themselves to be the greatest people in the history of the world, and we all better obey them. And when that doesn't happen, they do begin indeed to crumble, just like, as you say, Hitler in the bunker. So let's hope we see more of that.
Well, what Putin, who, again, I don't romanticize, you're absolutely right, but our leaders are so evil, he looks good, that when comparison, it's like jumping into a latrine that's only half full rather than overflowing. But you know, he did the right thing saying, you people running this are not invincible. You're not exceptional, except for being exceptionally evil. Stop thinking you're God. He is saying the emperor's butt naked. He is saying you're a fraud. He's saying you're not invincible. That's exactly what they need to be hearing before they blow the planet up.
And he's actually speaking for the people of the world. I mean, just like the government needs consent here at home, at least tacit consent from the American people to do their evil, so they need consent from the world in order to have their empire. But the world is withdrawing, just as Americans are withdrawing their consent, the world is withdrawing its consent, whether it's Brazil or Russia or India or China, and all sorts of small countries too, of course, are not wanting to be ruled by the U.S. They don't want to be invaded. They don't want to be bombed.
Final question. How long does the empire have in your gut, Lou Rockwell?
Well, I think it all depends at bottom on the dollar. If I had to take a guess, I would say it's got between 5 and 10 years left.
Okay, well, stay there. Let's do a final segment with you, and then I promise, Julio, Christian, good news, President Bush owned all the callers. We're going to get to you.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Times are changing, and violent crimes against law-abiding citizens are out of control. Protect yourself with legal, affordable, 100% made-in-the-USA ballistic body armor. Available at AR500.com. Rated for calibers up to .308 Winchester. Packages including armor start at only $210. It's the right of every responsible American citizen to own body armor. Get some at 602-501-9607 or AR500.com.
Why does the United States spend the largest percentage of GDP in the world on healthcare? Why do we have the highest cancer rates on the planet? The highest rates of diabetes, autism, and every other major disease? It all comes down to one thing. We are what we eat. Our food is devoid of nutrition and processed with poisons and additives. Our water is filled with toxic poisons and big pharma runoff. All of this has been engineered by design. We can turn the tide against the eugenicist by giving ourselves the nutrients our body desperately needs. To learn more, visit InfoWarsHealth.com. The site is literally packed with audio and video featuring top health professionals who don't bow down to Big Pharma. The fight against the New World Order starts with you, and you can't stand against the machine if you're sick, tired, and obese. When you visit InfoWarsHealth.com, be sure and check out the catalog with nearly 400 life-changing products, and get free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
In Colorado, multiple Democratic lawmakers were removed from the State House after passing gun confiscation laws. And now gun confiscation type individuals are facing recall in Virginia and other states. That's the answer. Get on the offense. Big things have small beginnings. Briefly, before we finish up with Lou Rockwell, start the next hour and go to your calls. I am wearing a shirt, if you're watching us on TV. It just came in last night. I designed it, and it is the wheel of death, the wheel of failure, as the O, and it says Obamacare, Infowars.com. On the back, it says, death panels are cool. And so I think it's a very important video. And in the word cool, the two O's are the Obama symbol, the rising sun, the sun of enslavement, I guess you could say it. So InfoWarsStore.com, we have the great ProPure water filters to purify your water, key to health, with the 10% off the promo code WATER, the great non-hybrid, non-GMO seed center with all the best products right there, the books, the videos. When you, as a constitutionalist, as a libertarian, decide with free will to vote with your dollars to support us, we can continue to build this operation. And look at how we're having a huge effect. So I salute you all. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And the mailing address and all the details are also on the site or linked through at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Lou Rockwell, finishing up, I want to ask you about, I agree, 5-10 years. Empires can go on a long time. They've got nuclear weapons. But at the same time, if there's a complete loss of confidence, you could have them fall like Ceausescu, but then you're going to have all the other collectivists and the hundreds of millions that are domesticated flooding back in, not knowing what to do. So as Ron Paul has said, it's going to be a process. What is your advice on the times we're going into right now and how we can have a peaceful end to the kleptocratic empire?
Well, I think we have to, first of all, set an example. Weapons, killing, poison gas, atomic weapons, depleted uranium, all the rest, you know, starvation, sanctions, all the rest of that stuff. Those are the tools of the bad guys. Those are not our tools. We're nonviolent. We believe in peace. We believe in peace in personal senses as well as international. Ron Paul always says the golden rule foreign policy and the golden rule in our interpersonal relations. So I think that's the most important thing. Second most important thing is to learn about some economics and history and learn what the heck is going on. I think it's a great idea to have some gold. I think it's a great idea to have some food. I think it's a great idea to just be prepared for anything. But the most important thing is be a beacon for your fellow men. Shine forth with the ideas of freedom and liberty and all the things that have been great about America now being crushed. Those ideas still exist, even if they're somewhat underground. We can fly that flag. We can talk about those ideas. We can read those books. We can educate our children, take them out of the public schools, homeschool them. Many, many things that we can do as individuals. Get out of debt to the extent you can.
We have to make a total break with a kleptocratic, crony capitalist, anti-free market system.
Well, they're the enemy. And so they only want to crush us. They want to be a ball and chain around our leg. We don't want that. So we should go in the opposite direction from those people. And I think there are going to be some very exciting times ahead that people will be telling their grandchildren and their great-grandchildren about what's going to be happening now. And it's going to be very exciting. I don't say that it's easy. It's going to be maybe horrible. But I believe we will win.
By the way, speaking of that, the developments will lead probably to a recall of John McCain. It's begun. Breitbart reporting. Official Arizona GOP body passes formal rebuke of John McCain, says he's abandoned the GOP principles. So it looks like the GOP might be trying to find their original principles right there, Lou.
Well, I'd love to see McCain gone. I don't know what the GOP principles are. It seems to me ever since Lincoln they've been pretty bad, but McCain ought to be definitely sent home.
Thank you, Lou Rockwell.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Introducing Pro One, all of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates,
Alex.
We have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.